This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So have you guys seen action star Mark Wahlberg? I'm a big fan of Mark Wahlberg. Have you seen his workout regimen? So he's 47 years old. He's pretty cut. And he still looks young. He was known as Marky Mark. I don't really remember Marky Mark from the 80s. I remember there were a lot of boy bands. And I guess, what was he in? Why can't I remember? No. It was, oh my gosh, hold on. I gotta look it up. I'm sorry, I gotta look it up. It was, I just can't think of the name. So hold on. Marky Mark, I'm Googling. Sorry that I'm using Google. I know everyone's mad, but Google makes it easy. No, it was Marky Mark of the Funky Bunch, but there was another music group he was a part of. I think his brother was in it too. No, it was just Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, really? I don't know. I thought there was like another New Kids on the Block. Thank you. That was it. New Kids on the Block. Okay. Yeah, I forget some of their songs. Don't worry, I won't sing them. But New Kids on the Block, I mean, it wasn't my favorite group, but they had a couple good hits. I was in the 80s really into like Def Leppard and Rock and Billy Squire and Poison and White Snake, and I was more into the rock stuff, and Bon Jovi and a lot of the pop. I liked Madonna and Cyndi Lauper, but anyway. So Mark Wahlberg took to Instagram yesterday or the day before to reveal to his 10 million followers his insane workout. And they know he's Bostonian. He's a big Patriots fan. Is friends with Tom Brady, and I love that Tom Brady will be in his movies. I think that's like really, really cool because I'm a big Tom Brady fan. And I believe he's pretty conservative. Mark Wahlberg, I think, is pretty conservative. Doesn't have a problem saying what he feels. But this is really interesting. I wanted to share this with you. So basically, he wakes up at 2:30 in the morning. And I find that interesting because he's really health conscious. You think he would try to work more with the whole daytime and keep a circadian rhythm in line, but he doesn't. But it's interesting. So he wakes up at 2:30 a.m. and then at 2:45 he prays. Then at 3:15 breakfast. So he prays for about a half hour. After breakfast, he works out from 3:40 to 5:15. Then at 5:30 he has a post-workout meal. Then at 6 he showers. At 7:30, he'll golf. At 8 a.m., he'll have a snack. 9:30, he has a cryo chamber recovery. Apparently, people use ice to decrease inflammation in their muscles. Then at 10:30, he gets another snack. At 11 a.m., he has either family time, meetings, or work calls. At 1 p.m., he goes to lunch. At 2 p.m., he has meetings and work calls. At 3 p.m., he picks up the kids at school. 3:30 p.m. he has a snack. 4 p.m. he has a workout, his second workout. 5 p.m. he takes a shower, so he takes at least 2 showers after his workouts. Then 5:30 is dinner family time. And 7:30 he's in bed. Now some of you will say, well, damn, I want to have a schedule like that. Well, yeah, we work. Well, I mean, he works too. He works hard, but I wake up, I work out, eat, shower. Then I'm at work from, 7 a.m. to 7 at night. Come back, do another mini workout, shower. Well, longer workout, shower, eat, bed. So, family time gets in there somehow. He obviously, I don't know how this works when he isn't when he's shooting a movie, but that apparently is his schedule. And he says, I start out, like, what does he eat? He says, I start out with steel oats, blueberries, and peanut butter for breakfast. Then I have a protein shake, 3 turkey burgers, 5 pieces of sweet potato at 5:30 in the morning. At 8 o'clock, I have about 10 turkey meatballs. At 10:30 a.m., I have grilled chicken salad, 2 hard-boiled eggs, olive, avocado, cucumber, tomato, lettuce. Then at 1, he'll have a New York steak with green peppers. Oh, that does sound good. At 3:30, he'll have grilled chicken with bok choy. At 5:36, I'll have a beautiful piece of halibut or cod or a sea bass with some vegetables, maybe some sautéed potatoes and bok choy. And I have a lot of aqua hydrate during the day. That's it. So he records himself in his entourage, including his gym trainers and personal chef. They call themselves the 4 a.m. Club. So, I find this fascinating because, I mean, he does look pretty damn healthy. He's got those deep forehead creases, which have been recently linked to heart disease. So I don't know how his cholesterol is or how his heart's doing, but I got to tell you, this guy is in shape. He is cut, and he's almost 50 years old. Still a good-looking guy. I just find it interesting. And I love that he includes prayer. I think that's excellent. So, would I recommend anything that he does? I would not recommend the 2:30 a.m. wake up. I don't mind you guys waking up if it's still a little dark, but like 4:35, but honestly, I think people do better when they match nature. And so you wake up as the sun is coming up, you go to sleep, maybe 9. I would probably shift it to a 4:30 a.m. wake up and then go to bed at 9:30. I would probably do that. But here's the thing. If this works for him, it works for him. I love how he eats multiple times throughout the day. I think that's healthy. He eats at 3:15. He eats at 8 at 5:30. He eats at 8, 10:30. So if you notice, he's eating every few hours. Every few hours, I think, is much better for the body's way to metabolize the glucose. So showers a couple times. Don't blame him. The cryo chamber recovery we haven't really talked about. And, some people will do ice baths. A lot of people are into cooling down the muscles after the inflammation. There's some logic behind it. I'm not sure about the science, though. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I can't stand these stories. Because the whole world reads these headlines, and then they look at Americans like we don't know what the hell we're doing. And I guess the latest headline is 7 U.S. states now have adult obesity rates of greater than 35%. 35%, that's greater than a third of people in those states obese. That's up from 0 states. Just 5 years ago. Now, yes, we did have obesity, but the 35% plus, that's a new statistic. According to the 2017 data from the CDC, it highlights continuing discrepancies in adult obesity rates across geographic areas, race, and educational levels. So, what states are those? Alabama? Arkansas? Iowa? Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. West Virginia had the highest rate in the country at 38.1%. Now, who had the lowest? Colorado. Probably because they ski a lot, at 22.6%. You know, they just said in the previous paragraph, education levels, race, geographic areas. Geographic areas are big, and we'll talk about that. But, I mean, we just looked at Mark Wahlberg's regimen. He's got a private chef. He's got his own gym. I think the richer you are, the more of a opportunity you have to, I guess, have sea bass at night as opposed to a burger. Oh my gosh, if I had a private chef, yes, I would have him make fish taste like beef. And you know what? I could eat sea bass. I do like sea bass. I'll eat that if it's cooked well. Some sea bass I can't eat. But, you know, I when you're wealthy, it is a little easier. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, anybody who struggles with money then, you know, has an excuse to be obese, but still, I think things are easier when you're making money. But do we have more poverty in Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia? Could be. Hawaii and Washington, D.C. were the only other places where fewer than 1 in 4 adults were obese. Overall, the South and the Midwest usually has the highest prevalence of adult obesity. I'm looking at a map. So that has second highest states. They range all the way from the Virginias, the North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, go as high up as Pennsylvania on the East Coast, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. In the Midwest, we got North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas City, Texas. So, you know, you see a lot of the more medium to rural areas. California, New York at 25 to 30%. The lowest, D.C., Hawaii, and Colorado. It's pretty impressive. Nevada at the 25 to 30%. Still too high. We're talking more than a quarter. They say nationally, adults without a high school degree had obesity rates of 35.6%. Compared with 32.9% for people with a high school degree, 31.9% for those with some college education, 22.7% for college grads. The obesity rate for black adults were 39%, compared with 32.4% for Hispanics, 29.3% for whites. So the CDC called for a comprehensive strategy to reduce obesity prevalence, steps including healthy eating, better sleep, stress management, and physical activity. All right, here's the problem. It's not working. Somebody's got to change gears here. We're telling everybody to eat healthier. We're telling people to, you know, maybe cut the fast food, cut the soda. What did New York do? New York changed the soda sizes, right, of cups you could buy at a restaurant. Did that help? Obesity is rising. I mean, the numbers keep going up. Are telling you to avoid fast food, telling you to get out and walk, get moving, the whole Michelle Obama movement, which was really good. I think that was really, really good of her to do. She stayed physically active, you know, practice what I preach. She did. I actually commend her for that. But it's not working. I mean, I am definitely not of my ideal weight. And I still exercise twice a day. I watch what I eat. I avoid soda. I avoid junk food. The weight's not coming off. So what are we doing wrong? So we need to really dissect here. Why is it that we're gaining weight? Okay, well, in the olden days, what did we do? Well, we had a horse and buggy. We walked. We use our cars. So we need to do these little lifestyle modifications, these little lifestyle changes, rather than telling people to just hit the gym, because people are not, I love the gym, but a lot of people, they don't hit the gym. They're too tired. They don't have a Mark Wahlberg schedule. So let's take a look at our commute to work. I live, 20 miles away from work. I'm not walking. I'm not biking, and it's hot where I live. I'm not going to come to work all sweaty, so I'm going to be in my car. All right, so I have to drive to work. So I'm going to have to exercise more, and I do. I exercise an hour a day. Still not cutting it. So if I exercise an hour a day and I'm in my car, what can I do while I'm in my car? Well, I should probably put some Post-it notes reminding me to suck in my stomach. Maybe I could, I don't know, do thigh clenches or Kegel or whatever. But maybe I could exercise during that commute. Maybe I could put music on and bounce around and kind of dance in my seat. Maybe that's not the safest thing when you drive, but maybe there's something you could do while you drive. I think maybe sucking in your stomach might be an idea. What about work? Many of us sit at a desk. Well, we could get a stand-up desk, although those stand-up desks don't really seem to be, all they're touted to be. Because standing for long periods of time doesn't really, you have to actually move. But I guess standing's a little better than sitting. Maybe when we're sitting at a desk, we should be doing, sucking in our stomach, leg taps, put some weights on our thighs and lift our legs, right? Every few minutes trying to, work those muscles at our desk. Maybe every hour we need to get up for 5 minutes and walk around. You know, saying we need to diet and exercise and hit the gym, and that may not work. Maybe what we need to do is have forced snacks. It's 10 a.m. Everybody eat their celery stick. Well, I don't want celery. I'd rather have a candy bar. Nope, celery stick. Maybe we need to, every couple hours, throw a vegetable in our mouth. Or throw some nuts. Maybe we need to have more nap time. Maybe we need to get rid of all the plastic. Maybe this is a hormonal thing. We're doing something to mess with our metabolism. Maybe it's what we're eating. Are we eating fresh food? Are we eating fresh salads? Well, some of us are eating salads, but we're loaded up with, preservativized dressing. Maybe we need to pass out fresh tomatoes. If you eat natural foods, they're not going to mess with your metabolism. Maybe yogurt. Maybe we need to eat more yogurt. But, rather than just saying diet and exercise, maybe there's something we need to be doing and implementing on a daily regimen. But we're going to be pretty soon up to 50% obese. That's a problem. It's a huge problem. We can't fit on planes. We can't fit in regular chairs. I see people at a buffet. They're eating. We're going to run out of food, people. We are going to run out of food. So we need to start teaching people that nuts can be a meal. I understand if you have diverticulosis. I get it. A lot of us are not supposed to have nuts and have pockets in our colon. I get that. But maybe we should be drinking more water and not from a plastic bottle, but from something metallic or stainless steel. Let's get rid of our plastics. Maybe we're using too much makeup. I do. I mean, I spray hairspray, body spray, mousse, put makeup on. I'm loaded in chemicals before I leave the house, and then I wonder why my metabolism is slow. Our bodies are not liking something we're doing. Maybe we need to get outside for 5 minutes a day. Trust me, I'm scared to death of melanoma. But maybe we need 5 minutes of sun a day. Can we figure that out? 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
The leading edge of Hurricane Florence arrived on the North Carolina coast today. Florence is centered about 130 miles east-southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina, and about 190 miles east of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. More than 10 million residents in North and South Carolina and Virginia are under storm watches or warnings, and many have evacuated. FEMA Administrator Brock Long on Hurricane Florence.
This is a very dangerous storm. Storm surge is why you have been placed under, many of you have been placed under evacuation, and we are asking citizens to please heed a warning.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said China is a target of economic espionage investigations in nearly all of the 56 FBI field offices. Wray was also asked if Americans can be confident in the 2018 midterm election results.
I think Americans can have confidence in our election system.
That audio courtesy of CBS, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Maybe, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a 20-year-old girl was dying, and her mother stole her pain medication. This has been reported all over the news. I'm looking at metro.co.uk. Medical tests showed the woman named ACM had no traces of the pain relief drugs prescribed by doctors in her system. But her caregiver and mommy, Carol Balweg, has now been charged with theft after she requested that prescriptions for opioids, fentanyl, and oxycodone be refilled earlier than required. Now, it's interesting because the picture of the mom, she has all these sores on her face. We see that with people with meth or mental illness. So this prompted the doctors to run urine tests last week, and it showed that the patient had not been given any of the drugs she was prescribed for her unspecified terminal illness. Medical staff care for the patient had previously raised concerns about whether she was getting the treatment she needed. Then they contacted police, and they feared that the terminally ill woman was not being given the pain relief that she required. So police obtained a warrant to search Baldwin's home. This is in Troy, I believe, Missouri, with the mom allegedly admitting to taking the opioids for personal use after being questioned by cops. So the mom, Baldwin, was charged with 4 counts of stealing a controlled substance, 2 counts of abuse of an elderly, disabled, or vulnerable person. She is being held in jail on a $100,000 cash bond with bail conditions stipulating that she must not have any contact with her daughter. That is sick. You know, I tell you these stories not to depress you, but to keep you guys aware of who's living among us. I mean, that is some crazy stuff. A mom is that addicted where her dying daughter in pain will not get the medication she needs because the mom is stealing it for herself. People are animals. But you would think a maternal instinct would kick in. The daughter's dying. I'd see that all the time. Family members would, take their other family members' medication. See, I have a very different view on family. I love family, and I want people to be close, and I think those whose cultures, you know, have families together where they live on the same neighborhood and block or whatever, I find that really admirable. But I come from a family where, gosh, there was a lot of backstabbing and selfishness, and where my family was worse to me than my enemies. And it's hard to say, and that's not something that, you know, you really want to hear, you know, somebody admit, but I know a lot of you are in that same boat. You know, everybody says you got to trust the family. The only people you can trust is your family. And my nuclear family, I do. I mean, my kids and my husband and, you know, but my extended family, no. Just, no. They don't have my back. They never have. And when I've tried to trust them, they just backstab you. And you're like, this is family? You know, the Bible tells us to, you know, the Bible tells us a few different things, but, you know, family is supposed to be one of the cornerstones of any of us that are very, you know, are people of faith. And I feel like the more I try to get close to my family, the more vulnerable I am. And every time it bites me. Every time it bites me right in the face. So I avoid family. And that's really rough to do. Again, not my nuclear family, but my extended family. And so this elder abuse, or these charges that you start to see are because you have people that will abuse their, you know, grandma, grandpa, taking their money, not feeding them, keeping them in a room locked up, saying stay away, isolating them. I mean, family members seem to treat family worse than enemies do. And that's crazy. That it just doesn't make sense to me. I've seen it. I know it happens. I just can't make sense of it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So this happened in my neck of the woods. A professor, Mark Bird, was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in August because he shot himself in a bathroom at a College of Southern Nevada. Now, why? Why would he shoot himself? And he's alive. Why? Because he's anti-Trump. Makes no sense to me. He wanted to protest Donald Trump's presidency. So he was found on the Charleston campus, K building, which is very close to where I trained. I was in that same parking lot. And Mark Bird is 69 years old. On the second day of classes, August 28th, he shot himself with a .22 caliber handgun. He left a $100 bill taped to the bathroom mirror with a note that read, "For the janitor." One college employee was holding Bird's hand while trying to calm him in the moments after the shooting. Told investigators that Bird said he wants to protest Trump. Now, the police report did not elaborate any specifics, but what the heck is going on here? Really? So he was treated for his wound, later charged with possessing a dangerous weapon on school property, discharging a gun within a prohibited structure, and carrying a concealed weapon without a permit. So the alert about the incident was sent to all students and faculty around 9 a.m. CSN President Federico Zaragoza wrote in a newsletter, "I appreciate all the expressions of concern and interest. I pledge to keep everyone updated should the situation change." And CSN Faculty Union President Robert Manis told the Review Journal they never really told the students much about it except that it was resolved on the actual day of the shooting. When you don't give the full details, then rumors go crazy. It's unfortunate because it made many students and faculty very afraid and allowed rumors to proliferate. I agree with that. Somebody gets shot in a bathroom. You know, you really need to, you know, specify it was self-inflicted. You need to talk about why. You know, I agree with that. So Byrd is scheduled to appear for his initial court hearing. We don't know where he shot himself. He's currently employed as an emeritus faculty member at the community college. You're shooting yourself to protest Trump. Guys, I tell you this over and over again. Politics are a show. It's like a Hollywood movie. It's a show. Yes, I get frustrated with politics. I think Obamacare was probably one of the worst movies ever written. But it's a show. Don't be killing yourself over a candidate. Republican and Democratic lawmakers go to lunch for the cameras. They showboat and they do all their hooting and hollering, and then they all go to lunch. Or they have drinks and they go to each other's houses. Bill Clinton and George W. Bush are friends. It's a show, people. It's like the NFL. You know, I still fall for it with the NFL. Marshawn Lynch gets traded. Who just got traded? Which quarterback? I just can't think. Anyway, so you see these players get traded. Shepard, I can't think of the, I don't know why I'm blanking. And, you know, DeMarc Murray leaves. Cowboys goes to the Eagles, gets traded again. And you're like, wait a second, you were on that team and you were playing against that team. And it's a show. Yeah, maybe for the game, maybe for the fight. But, okay, we all saw Rocky. Didn't Rocky make friends with Apollo Creed? Yeah, maybe it looked like they fought a little bit, but they were friends. You can't be killing yourself. I mean, you can't be destroying relationships with friends and family over politics. And the midterms are coming, and the midterms are going to get so ugly. I am not looking forward to it. I'm like, guys, it's a show. They're going to do their thing. They're going to rile us all up. Okay, that's what football's for. We watch football. That's it. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to
443-443. Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so you older folk want to be bad. I get it. Marijuana use is booming among the baby boomers. Study authors found 5.7% of middle-aged respondents said they've tried in the past, but those over 65, a lot more. They say 9% of U.S. adults aged 50 and 64 used marijuana in the previous years. 3% over 65 during that time period. But it is increasing and going up. I don't blame the older generation. I think there is a big push to self-medicate, self-treat, have fun. Now, baby boomers aren't smoking pot so much to get high. Trust me. They can party it up. I told you guys, do not underestimate your older Americans and their ability to partake, because they can't. They can't. I see my mom and her friends. I'm in bed, and they're out and doing their thing, and, you know, they're like, wow, okay, you guys have fun. Just, you know, slow down. Be careful. Pace yourself. Do not. And they will tell us, okay, that we're being weenies. I think the younger generations, because we were so afraid of HIV, so afraid of cocaine and a lot of these other drugs, that we don't have the confidence that older people do. I mean, you know, they had the whole sexual revolution and the marijuana and all sorts of other things. They would streak. I don't get it. So older individuals don't have the same fear that we did. We were scared to death of HIV and AIDS, and condoms. I know people that have never had sex without a condom, even married. So, you know, older individuals are a lot more relaxed. It blows my mind. A lot more relaxed. I was even surprised with the way my mom, you know, my mom was such a control freak with me, you know, because we had a rape in the family, and so, you know, she wanted to make sure that didn't happen to me, so, you know, she dressed me like a boy. It was ridiculous. But when it came to my kids, much more laid back and relaxed than I expected her to be, than I would be. I found that very interesting. And so, I want to talk about the self-medicating aspect of it. I think a lot of older individuals really are attracted to marijuana, not so much to get high, but because it really fits their culture of using a tincture or treating themselves with something and not going to a medication. Older individuals do not like medications. That is not the medication generation. Our generation, well, I don't want to say ours because a lot of you guys listen, but the generation X, Y, and Zers are more medicators than baby boomers. Baby boomers, they don't want to take medication. Baby boomers, it was a fight to get my patients to take a cholesterol medication, a blood pressure medication. That was not their thinking. But natural remedy, I just took a little schnapps to help my cold. I just added some coconut, or I added some cinnamon. I'll add garlic. Baby boomers love the idea of using more of nature to help treat their ills, because that's what they grew up with. Grab some aloe vera plant, break it open, and rub it on your burn. But we need to sterilize. No, you don't. My father, he's like, you have a plantar wart? Stick your foot in some turpentine. It worked. Now, that's not the healthiest thing. Our generation now is all these case control studies and these cohorts and retrospective studies and analyses and, you know, data and, you know, New England Journal of Medicine articles. And so we do our medicine that way. The older individuals only tap with that. Throw some duct tape on the wart. It'll go away. Use some duct tape. Use super glue to glue your wound. Now, our generation, the younger generation won't. They'll be like, oh, no, you could get an infection. And we're right. So here's marijuana. And older individuals, they don't want to ask a doctor for Ambien to sleep or pain medications. The baby boomers don't like the dependency on other people. They're a very independent generation. And that's how their parents raised them after the war. They don't really have a lot of this entitlement attitude. It's a much different generation. They don't want to ask for help. Some need it, and they deserve it. But the idea of going to a doctor to get a prescription, baby boomers hate that. And I'm sorry if I'm being, you know, stereotyping, lumping them in, but generally they hate that. So if they, and they are one of the driving forces for us having legalized marijuana. People don't believe that, but they do. I'm telling you guys, the baby boomers wanted it. And I help support them in that. I think now we have a mess of people driving on the street and, you know, hotels stinking and kids getting their hands on it. But overall, I got what baby boomers wanted. I got it. They want to be able to self-treat. Baby boomers are also going to be one of the biggest pushers of us getting medications over the counter. Let me deal with them myself. I don't want to be a burden on society. And I find that very commendable. They don't want to use Medicare. They don't want to think that Medicare is going to go defunct because we need, you know, they want to prevent the heart attack. They know. Trust me, they're independent, they're stoic, they're strong. So the idea of, well, if I have some pain, I could just treat it myself with marijuana. Or if I have trouble sleeping. It's big. So whatever data you see now, just expect it to double within the next year. Because older individuals like to treat themselves. They like to take care of themselves. And there's a lot of benefits that have been touted with marijuana use. Many of it's anecdotal. You know, I still worry about people smoking it. I don't know what it could do to the lungs. I'm not a big fan of people smoking something that they don't have to. But you have a lot of individuals that eat it. It's expensive, though. Boy, these dispensaries are really, you know, racking up the price because taxes are so high. But there's definitely more of a market. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, unfortunately, one in four elderly Americans are hooked on Xanax. Why? Sleep issues, depression. One in four. Now you know why there's this push to go towards marijuana. I've never used marijuana, so I don't know exactly if it mimics Xanax. I've tried Xanax and Valium. Valium did nothing. Xanax made me sleepy. The one time I was given Valium was I was about to get my LASIK done, and the doctor wanted me to relax, and instead I just made jokes the whole time. It just doesn't do anything for me. But it is addictive, and people will use it. You know, older individuals have trouble sleeping. Unfortunately, you get addicted to this, you could seize if you miss a dose or if you mix it with alcohol. Usage also can raise risk of car crashes, falls, broken hips, harmful side effects. So a study in September 10th in the JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, looked at benzodiazepine use by low-income older adults in Pennsylvania. They looked at only 576 adults, but they were 78 years old on average. And they received their first benzodiazepine prescription between 2008 and 2016. Of those, 152, or 26%, still had a current or recent prescription 1 year later. Now, do I really think a fourth of older individuals or baby boomers are on Xanax? No, I don't. I do think that they didn't have a lot of choices. They had to take medications, and they can't wait to get off of them, which is, again, why marijuana. But these medications, unfortunately, are addictive. So once you get on them, it's very hard to get off. And they can. They can make you sleepy, cause you to lose your balance. So we do need you to be careful out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.